Here in California, Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is facing a revolt from within his own party. Schwarzenegger is still smarting from the beating he took in a recent special election he called, where all four of his initiatives lost. That left Democrats flexing their muscles. Now Republican leaders are doing some muscle flexing over the governor's latest move, appointing a Democrat as his chief of staff. Republicans are threatening everything from taking away the party's endorsement to drafting Mel Gibson to run against him in 2006. Sherry Bebich Jeffy is a political analyst at the University of Southern California, and she joins us in our studio to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the new chief of staff, her name is Susan Kennedy. She is not just a registered Democrat.
She is a serious
operative.
Oh, yes. She has a long history as a Democratic activist and was cabinet secretary for Governor Gray Davis, who was recalled and allowed Governor Schwarzenegger to take office. There are a lot of Republican activists who are up in arms over the possibility of not only a Democrat, but a Democrat who has been an integral part of the opposition campaign being in the governor's office and being privy to all of these political strategies.
So before we get to what Republicans say they're going to do about it, what's the governor doing here?
You mean, why did he appoint Susan Kennedy? That's the old Arnold. That's the Arnold that was elected governor of the state of California. He promised to govern in a bipartisan manner. He promised to reach out. And quite frankly, there really isn't much daylight between her stance and the governor's on issues such as choice, such as environment. They're both fiscally moderate. So, I mean, philosophically, the governor and Susan Kennedy are not that far apart. Quite frankly, he's probably farther apart from the Republican conservative base than he is from Susan Kennedy in terms of their political philosophy.
So the base, what are these Republicans going to do or say?
Well, who are these Republicans? I mean, this is the big question. I'm just loving watching the Republican leadership thump the table and demand time with the governor. They're a little pushed out of shape, but they're also using this instance as a way to flex their muscle against the governor, letting him know that he better talk with them.
And of course, in the coming days, Governor Schwarzenegger faces one of the most serious decisions any governor can make, and that is whether to give or not give clemency to a convicted killer on death row. His name is Stanley Tookie Williams. And today the governor meets in a closed-door session with both sides.
Right. And it is true. I do not believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger ever wanted to have to make this decision. It is fraught with risks politically. It is true that Californians still support the death penalty, including a majority of the Democrats and two-thirds of the independents that Arnold needs to seek re-election. But in reality, it's the Republicans who will have the longest memory. I don't see Californians basing their voting decisions on this one issue. Most Californians won't decide who they want for governor on the basis of whether or not Schwarzenegger grants clemency to Tookie Williams.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Sherry Bebich Jeffy is a political analyst at the University of Southern California.